I'm recommending a suspension of the use of automated traffic enforcement devices pending a comprehensive review of the city's program. The suspension of the program is intended to provide the city with the needed opportunity to conduct a review of the program based upon what we've learned from these various forums, as well as our own discovery of defects in its operation. Issues such as locations, the hours of enforcement, the fines, and the fines of subsequent violations.
That is Mayor Rich Smith from right here in Milford, and this week making an announcement that he would like to pause a lot of the camera activity in the city of Milford. We're not just talking about automated license plate readers. We are also talking about speed enforcement and red light cameras. And ironically enough, we had scheduled having the police chief in studio with us. Keith Mello joins us now. And welcome to the show, Chief Mello. It's very nice to have you here.
Good morning.
Oh, here we go. Maybe if I didn't mute you. Now let's try that. There you are.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Very glad to have you here. First of all, did you know the mayor was going to make that announcement?
I did.
Yeah.
We had been speaking, and actually I speak to the mayor on a daily basis, and these topics have been kind of on the forefront for the last few weeks. So I was aware of the announcement that he was going to make. And if you recall, on Wednesday night, I held a public town hall. And while I didn't address what he addressed regarding speed cameras, we did talk about some of those changes that we were going to make to the LPR program. So, and I think it's important that everything's getting looped together, and these are very separate issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a separate statutory scheme that governs these. One is speed cameras and red lights. That's one issue, and the other one is license plate readers, or as it's known, automatic license plate readers.
So there's, and I'm glad that we're separating the two, Chief Mello. I don't have to tell you, you're a cop, but I'm glad that we're separating the two, because I've certainly learned over time from a lot of my law enforcement friends and other experts on the show that they are very different. First of all, the way that they've even made their way into Milford, very different. Let's talk about the license plate readers.
Sure.
I think we have to start there. And first of all, maybe some misconceptions people have. And last week, I know, was, dare I say, kind of brutal. It was a little bit brutal. Like, my heart kind of broke for you. I got to be honest. I was watching, you know, I didn't go to the meeting, but I watched it back. But one of the things that I thought is very enlightening for people to know is how long LPRs have even been around. I know that the cameras were installed in August of last year, or at least that became news in Milford. But how long have you guys had license plate readers?
Sure. If I could, I just want to address one thing that you said about
Please.
The meeting. It doesn't bother me at all. How people say what they want to say. I try to really kind of sift through that and really focus on the message, because there's a message there, there's a concern, and people are going to be passionate, and sometimes that passion turns into anger. So that's fine with me. But I appreciate you saying that. But yeah, it doesn't.
I don't think we have to become like mean and then discredit the fact that you've been with the department for a long time and ask you to resign. That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
We don't have to have the hatred surrounding it. You can have a concern with it, and I think they're very valid and justified. I just didn't think it needed to go to the extent of what I felt almost became borderline abusive to you a couple of times.
Sure.
That's what
I
meant.
And I appreciate that. I understand that. So let's talk about how LPRs came into Milford. So first of all, it started with mobile LPRs, and I think most people might remember, maybe they didn't notice, but if you think back, they've been around for over two decades, and normally they were on the roofs of cars. There were these strange-looking boxes with lenses, and then they transitioned over to the dash cams. And since every police car has to have a dash cam on it now in the state of Connecticut, a lot of the license plate readers, LPRs, are in those systems. But those are mobile. The fixed LP, and we've had those, again, for over two decades, on and off. There were times where we didn't maintain them and then brought them back. The fixed LPRs have been around since about 2017, 2018, but not for us.
The fixed LPR. So you're talking about the ones that we now have in Milford.
Yes.
The ones that are, like, you know, they're not on cars. They're not
right.
moving around. Got it. Okay.
On the poles, most of them are solar powered, so they're pretty noticeable.
Okay.
We intentionally waited for a while, and we watched all of our neighbors bring these LPRs into their communities, and we wanted to kind of gauge how were those being accepted and how did they work? How effective were they? So we made a decision in 2014. I brought it up at a Board of Aldermen meeting, and I talked about where we're going with technology and what I see here in Milford. And I talked a lot about LPRs and other technologies as well. And then I submitted a strategic plan to the mayor's office in August. submitted it then to the after that to the Board of Police Commissioners at a public meeting. We discussed it.
Now, at that time, that's Ben Blake, right?
No, that was Mayor Gina Tassio.
Oh, Mayor Gina Tassio. Okay, yes. Okay, got
this
it.
This is in 2024.
Okay, got it.
And then I submitted that that plan as a courtesy. It wasn't required to the Board of Aldermen, so they could see, again, talk about where I think we need to go
sure.
in terms of law enforcement technology. And that was in November. And then again in March at a public meeting, we talked about it. The mayor, Mayor Gina Tassio, introduced a bond funding request for a police security camera system. And interesting enough, LPRs were kind of like a small piece of the security camera system. We were trying to maintain and upgrade and even add to the security camera system that we put in Milford shortly after 9/11 when people were really concerned about their security in public
sure.
places. And so trying to maintain those. And then LPRs became really kind of a small piece of that, but nevertheless included in that funding. And so we actually started our first install on a fixed LPR, I believe it was July 8th of 2025, and we finished the installs in June of 2026. So it was a whole year.
Okay.
They started to go up, and people started to notice them, and they would ask us what they were. I think it was when people woke up one day and they saw these speed cameras that went in, which are really, you know, they're really pronounced. You really notice those. And
yeah.
I think that they're saying, okay, why am I seeing all these new cameras? Why am I seeing all these LPRs? And now I'm seeing speed cameras. And they conflated all those, and they thought they were all the same. And I think that disturbed a lot of people. And then I think you also have other factors here, like the immigration debate and some of the issues that were happening with ICE and reproductive rights and some of those things. And I think that really brought this to the forefront.
We are talking to Milford's Police Chief Keith Mello in studio, and we're talking license plate readers, speed enforcement cameras, red light cameras. This week, Mayor Rich Smith in Milford called to basically pause all of the programs. I know he had said, Chief Mello, I might be misconstruing his words, so feel free to correct me, but I think he said other than entry points into the city, he basically wanted the Board of Aldermen, which they're going to talk about tonight, mm-hmm. he would like them to pause all other programs. Am I kind of on the right page there,
sure.
I think, in his call?
So what he's talking about is he wants to pause the speed cameras, again, separate program, until we can look at some changes, because we've heard a lot from residents and from elected officials on ways to improve that. And that's a new program in the state of Connecticut. So there are ways that we can improve that and lessen the impact and still, you know, have high value and have a meaningful enforcement program. But on the LPRs, this was a constant discussion. We had originally put them at all the border entry points because we know that people that drive stolen cars or with stolen plates are coming in normally to commit other crimes. And they don't stay findable for long. And so we want to know when people that have warrants on them, especially dangerous warrants, dangerous people, we want to know if they're coming into Milford to commit crimes and to put our residents, and not just our residents, Milford's got a big commercial area. The people that come here and shop and visit and go to our restaurants, we want to be able to keep those people safe. So we looked at that, and originally we looked at, well, let's also protect our commercial areas, the Post Road, the Mall, Milford Center, and we did something. In retrospect, it was a bad idea, but we did something in a neighborhood on Gulf Street where we looked at some of the crime trends, and we wanted to protect that neighborhood from car break-ins and stolen cars. And looking back, that was a mistake because that was in a residential area. So we removed that on our own. But then we made a decision, let's just really focus on the borders because then it lessens the amount of times that somebody actually has to drive through the Post Road and drive by a license plate reader. And we started to see how it was impacting people. So we want to lessen the amount of reads on a car. We've also done something really important. The only ones in the state right now, we reduced the retention to 7 days. So we lessen the amount of time that those vehicle reads stay in a database. And all of it is in response to what we're hearing from our residents and from our elected officials.
I do have to ask, though, when you guys were having, if I heard the year correctly, you started having these conversations in 2014 about having standing LPRs. Were people showing up to those meetings?
Actually, it was 2024. I apologize if I said 2014.
That's okay.
So we've had the mobiles for over two decades, right?
Okay.
So those have been around for a while. In 2024, so we started seeing fixed LPRs in the state of Connecticut around 2017, 2018.
Got it.
We started looking at those, but we were reluctant to really get involved in that space for, I think, some very good reasons. And I think history shows for some good reasons.
Yeah.
And when we started looking at it in 2024, we started having those conversations. You know, it's interesting because I looked at the meetings of the videotapes of those Board of Aldermen meetings, and there was no one there. And there were a lot of questions asked. There was really no one in the audience. And so I don't think people were really locked into it at that time. And let me say this about that. I don't want to really hang my hat on that just because it wasn't much of an issue with people in 2024 and even in 2025. That doesn't matter because that line, that tolerance line, is a moving line. Let's assume one generation, and let's just go back, one generation was okay with a certain technology. It doesn't mean that the next generation has to accept that. They have an opportunity to be heard. If somebody moves out of Milford and somebody else moves in or groups move in, they also can move that line. That line can move anytime. And so the same thing with elected officials. Just because one elected official a year or 2 years ago thought it was okay doesn't mean it's okay now. I accept that, and I think that that's healthy. People have a right to look at how do I feel today. I mean, I think if you went back and you looked at some of this, the critical incidents in the school shootings or tragic incidents, when that happens, people are in a different mindset, and they may have tolerance for some loss of privacy or some changes in use of technology or methods. But that doesn't mean that's going to stay that way. The further you get away from those tragic events, the less impactful it is. And that's okay. It is a moving target, and that's fine.
But then do you feel like, Chief Mello, it's something that either police or politicians or both should have been more forthright having conversations like the one you had last week? Should that have happened sooner to bring down the hysteria or have more understanding of these cameras, where they're located, how it's working, all of that? Should these kind of conversations or addresses have happened sooner?
Well, I think if I say yes to that, then I have to put myself in that equation as well, because no one can anticipate how people are going, I mean, really, with a high degree of certainty, anticipate how people are going to feel tomorrow. Because if they couldn't anticipate, I should have anticipated as well. We waited for a while because we were concerned about privacy rights and how this was going to impact people. We strongly believe then, and we still strongly believe now, that these have a high value to keep people safe for all the reasons that I've mentioned before. And we have multiple examples here in Milford and certainly multiple across the state and across the country. I think they're important. I think they're a valuable tool. But it's okay that people started to question them now. I'm fine with that. I actually enjoy the debate. What I really am trying to do, I'm not an elected official and I'm not going to politic for these, even though some folks may think I am. I just really want to get the right information out there and answer people's questions. And whatever happens tonight at the Board of Aldermen, if they decide that this is something that's not right for Milford, then we will go on with the tools we have. If they decide that this is something that works in Milford with the restrictions that we have, which Connecticut has the strictest law in this country, just ask the New York NYU School of Law Policing Project, as they rated it a 6 out of 7 criteria. And we have the strictest policy in the state. But if that's still not enough, then we'll go on with whatever tools they leave us with. And if they decide that let's go ahead with this program with some of the added restrictions that we've put in place, and next year we have this debate again, that's fine too.
My understanding, though, was that the local, I think the union, had written to the state's labor department because it does feel like you're having these tools taken from you to some degree. I mean, do you worry about what the mayor has now proposed going forward? And we know the Board of Aldermen is leaning towards that this is a real problem and let's respond to residents and the pressure of the governor, the pressure of, you know, all others. Do you worry about that? Do you feel like it puts Milford in a vulnerable place?
So if you look at what the governor said and what Senator Duff and Senator Maroney said, they said pause all new installations. And I think that that was a smart move, and I agree with that. It's like we shouldn't continue to install. We were finished, but we shouldn't continue to install LPRs while we're having this debate. I don't think that's right. So I'm on board with that. I agree with that. And I've tried to really kind of stay away from this because there's been some, not a lot, there's been some pushback and some anti-police sentiment out there. And I do want to say, though, the majority of the people that are opposed to this have been, I believe they're supporters of the police. They're respectful. So I just want to make that clear. These are really good people. I enjoy having conversations with them. But this has a public safety nexus for police officers. We want to know when dangerous people are coming into Milford. Not when we pull up on them, not when we pull alongside of them, not when we're suddenly surprised that there's a crime. We want the advantage, and officers want the advantage to know, okay, I don't have to, you're not going to surprise me. I now have that element of surprise, and I can plan on how I'm going to apprehend you. Now, a lot of them are just going to run and jump on the highway, but they're not committing crimes. And so I get where the officers are coming from. I talked to a union yesterday about the mayor's decision, or about our decision, I should say, to take the LPRs out of the interior on the commercial corridor. And I said, guys, really what's important to you is that we know who comes into the city. So it is important to them. And we gave them this tool, and now we're going to take it away. I think you're going to see that everywhere. It's as more municipalities start to have these debates, police officers are going to be heard, and they have a right to be heard. I'm trying to stay away from high-profile cases, but Milford has experienced some high-profile incidents involving police officers. And other people maybe forget, maybe they weren't even born yet. But that's the lens that we see the world through. I understand that some people, they can't see it through this prism, but that's the prism that we see it through.
Mm. And I do think it kind of comes down a little bit, Chief, to control, right? Because I kind of was talking to my audience recently about how it's not just police saying, if you know anything, please call us. It's anonymous calling. It's now police department saying, if you know anything, call us. And if you have cameras on the exterior of your homes, your doorbell cameras, your outdoor cameras, or your business cameras, if you're willing to share that footage with us, please do. I mean, we are seeing it that we're relying on more cameras, surveillance, essentially. But I think the difference is people are in control of their cameras of their homes, and police were in control of their LPRs on their cars. And so this idea of them being in fixtures and the unknown, it's unfortunate to some degree, because I think we do know the value of having those cameras in fixed places and how they will help solve crimes. But for some reason, that disconnect, and for good reason, I think the concern surrounding them, storage, what have you, with LPRs in fixed places, that's just not connecting the way that it should.
I'd like to say something about that. So if you just do an experiment, watch any news, and every day look at the evening news and focus on the crime news, here's what you're going to see. You're going to see video and pictures of people that are on the loose, that have committed crimes. Those videos, look at just what happened in New Haven. And the stabbing death, and they tracked that they had video cameras from the library on the green, tracking the suspect along the green. That's how police solve crime. So when someone says, hey, get away from the cameras and get back to solving crime, well, that's how we solve crime. Here's what happens in just about every single investigation. The first thing you do is you manage the scene. The second thing you do is you look for witnesses and you ask them, did you see anything? Well, that's the least reliable of all the information we're going to get. And then the second question, do you have any cameras? Cell phone? Do you have any dash cam? Especially with Teslas. Teslas have been a big help for us now. Do you have perimeter cameras in your business or your house? And we get all those cameras, and we have to sit in front of those cameras and look for suspects. You know, you take this homicide, this home invasion, it was an execution. And if you read the warrants, which are now public information, you'll see the value of not just LPRs in Milford, but LPRs throughout the state and even beyond. But you'll also see how hard we work to get cameras from businesses, from residents. That's how modern policing works. So to say that we should go back to the 80s, we've been using camera technology, whether we own it or not, since camera technology has been out there, and we'll continue to do that. So I think that that's important when people try to draw that distinction.
Mm-hmm. Chief Mello, I really appreciate you giving us the time here on WICC, and we'll certainly see what the Board of Aldermen here in Milford, what they decide to do later today, but also keep a very close eye on this story statewide. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.